Around 20 or so gathered in front of the government office building in downtown Salisbury, calling on the Wicomico County Council to revisit its decision last week to appoint Dr. Renee Desmaris to become the county executive. Mike Dunn, the president and CEO of the Greater Salisbury Committee, told the gathering that the decision on a 4-3 vote sent shockwaves through the community. We caught up with Dunn to talk about the selection and what his organization expects.
We thought that, as we pointed out today, the selection process had some flaws. We think the public should have an opportunity to see the interviews before the council made its decision. Those interviews are now available on YouTube via PAC-14. We think the council probably should have taken a little bit long to deliberate. This is a pretty important decision. And at the end of the day, if and when the council hears public comments and they think it's worthy of a reconsideration of the vote, then we would call for that too.
So what do you think happened?
I have no idea. And if you notice, two of the questions I asked today, that GSC asked today, were why and what in the world just happened. There has been very little conversation among, or at least from, our elected officials. So for me to speculate what happened would be just that, speculation, and I'd rather stay out of that business.
Describe for me the reaction that came, not only that night, but in general.
You've seen the reaction. If anyone has been paying attention to your broadcasts, to any newspaper account, to social media, there have been words like outrage, there have been words like embarrassed. There has been a visceral reaction to this. I've been around for a while, and I've really never seen anything like it. This was a scratch the head moment, is the best way I could describe it.
So what do you expect then to happen?
Well, again, it's now in the hands of the citizens. I have no idea. What we know is that in order for anything to happen, one of the council members who supported the decision will need to change his or her mind. And it appears that there's now a citizens petition that is going to be circulated. And we hope that the council, on their next meeting on September the 1st, will allow the public to comment on the interview process.
What do you want to see, without naming a candidate, what do you want to see from a county executive?
Oh, goodness, there's so many things. Economic development. This is the largest agriculture state in Maryland. We need somebody with connections in Annapolis. We want somebody who thinks and understands that there's a direct link between economic development and education. We need someone to embrace and improve the communication that has existed between the Office of County Executive and those members of the County Council. It's time to put Wicomico County's best foot forward, and we want them to connect County Executive to help do that.
Does it concern you that, I think it was Mary Ashanti mentioned, that there are actually two positions open? What about that? Is that concerning at all?
Well, I look at this as I would with, in a sense, any, think about it, a presidential transition. There's always going to be some vacancies. We would hope that the county executive, the next county executive, would work to fill those vacancies as quickly as possible.
So are you optimistic?
I am hopeful that our county council members will allow the public to be heard on September the 1st.
If not, what happens after that?
If not, then I think that Renee Desmaris is the next county executive, and we look forward to working with him.
Do you think he brings anything special to the job?
Or? Obviously, if you're a cardiologist, you've got a fairly good-sized brain. So I think if he puts the time and work into getting to know the county, I have no reason to believe that he cannot be effective. Clearly has the intellect.
Joining Dunn at the gathering was a representative from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, the Wicomico Fraternal Order of Police, as well as the president of the Wicomico branch of the NAACP, Mary Ashanti, who has endorsed the Republican delegate, Carl Anderton, for the job. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.